California, Orange Beach, Alabama. This is on Memorial Day. We had a cookout that was hosted by our spiritual family in Huntsville, Greater Huntsville Church. This was just fresh off the press last night at Twin Lakes Camp and Conference Center. Wild and crazy folks.
That's right.
More serious picture. You're going to see serious and not so serious picture. This was our first in-person event about 14 months ago at a park in West Tennessee. We had a picnic and then we went on a hike. This is the world-famous Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. And our brothers and sisters from Huntsville visit us in Memphis. This is cookout after a singles-led worship service in the Greater National Church earlier this year in June. This is also from the Memorial Day cookout in Huntsville. This was after the singles-led worship service in Nashville, based on the very good recommendations of the locals there. We went to a place that has a plaza outside, all the stuff they were selling inside, some delicious food of the Latin variety. And here's a picture of us after that.
This last one.
Okay. Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you, everyone. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tom Wong, and it is my privilege to take a few minutes of your morning to speak to you a little bit more about our Mid-South Singles Ministry and share the word with you.
Amen.
And so before we continue on, I would like for us to pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much that you are Abba, you are Father, you are God, and God, you are someone who is always good, who loves us and protects us and watches over us. And you made it possible, God, on this beautiful Sunday, November 7th morning, for your disciples from across the South and those here in the Jackson, Mississippi area to come together, Father God, at this nice venue to worship you,
Amen.
To praise you, to honor you, to glorify you. Thank you for the body of believers that you've called us into, and thank you for the new friends and new brothers and sisters that you add to our family. To you be the glory, Father God. We are only your humble servants, and thank you that together we are tied together to the head of the church, which is Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Pray,
Father, also for the needs across our Mid-South Singles Ministry. We do pray for the situation with Emily and Kimmy, and we pray that you will help with that. Also for Emily Bullock and her relative who is battling COVID, we pray for Deborah Kelly in Memphis and her Aunt Paula who's in the hospital with COVID. Father God, we pray for the other needs that have been shared, and we ask that we keep these needs and requests, whether they're of health, of other situations, or just goals and wishes before you. We pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and my awesome co-leader, Malika Miller, who was the one who started off this morning's service with her vocal, she and I have the privilege of serving the singles in the Memphis church. And so, what is the Mid-South? Well, the Mid-South, as you've seen with some pictures, has in the past encompassed our churches in Tennessee, here in Mississippi and Alabama. Well, that has grown a little bit by God's grace as we across different ministries, whether it's marrieds, pace setters, but in particular this morning we're talking about the singles, have just the connections that God has enabled us to make to reach out to Kentucky, to Little Rock, Arkansas. As Melanie just shared, she is from North Georgia, Atlanta area. We also have our spiritual family in Auburn, Tuskegee, Alabama.
Yeah.
That's on the Georgia line. And we're building with New Orleans, Baton Rouge. So who knows? I might have to change the name a little bit. New acronym. All family of God. So please indulge me for a few minutes because I want to hopefully convey to you the power of God as he's worked specifically across the Mid-South Singles.
Amen.
These last 22 months.
Amen.
And I want to also, with a caveat, tell you that this is my recollection. So some of my brothers and sisters might have slightly different, but hopefully by the grace of God, we're unified.
Amen.
And so I'll start off with that word unity. Malika is originally from Arkansas. She became a disciple and moved to New York City a few years ago. A few years recently, Malika moved and joined the Memphis Fellowship. And a couple years ago or so, Malika and I were talking about unity. Unity in the singles ministry, in the Memphis church, unity across the Memphis church, and unity across the singles ministry in the Mid-South, etc. And so Malika asked me, what does unity across the Mid-South singles ministry look like to you, Tom? So I gave Malika my answer. I asked Malika, she shared with me what she, from both her conviction, her experiences in New York City, and her time thus far in the Memphis Fellowship and visiting some of the churches in this area. Then COVID hit, and this newfangled thing called Zoom. And everything shut down real quick. So we had to figure out how we're going to do services. Can't meet in person. So from that, midweek services, Sunday services, after a while, we said, well, let's see about expanding beyond the Memphis church. And thus, with the thought in mind about, okay, what does unity across the Mid-South singles look like? So we reached out to Jim Kleckner, and at the time it was K.E., Kirsten Eve, in Nashville. Also reached out to Nathan and Ariel in Huntsville, just to see about doing some services together. So baby steps. That's usually how I work. Take baby steps.
Yeah.
The Lord had different plans in mind. We were definitely thinking about long-term. How will we go from the baby steps to the walking, to the running? But let's take a couple baby steps first. Well, baby steps went into a trot pretty quick. Because then we started to make connections with Gloria down here in Tri-County. And at the time in Knoxville with Gerald. And so we said, it's been mainly the folks who are serving in the singles ministry. Let's have a regular call on this thing called Zoom.
Yeah.
And let's talk about what do we want to do across our ministries. Let's learn more about each other in our respective ministry. Now, all this is not new. We've been together as a family in the South, in the Mid-South, for several years at different points. During those relationships, pretty consistent. For whatever reason, other times, less consistent. Things change. So at this point, we weren't so connected. We weren't so unified. So that's why we were suggesting let's meet and let's plan. So from that, it became, how about we plan out 12 full months? And let's see, what do we want to do in a year's time? And so one of those things was, how about maybe on the second Friday of every month, let's do a devotional on Zoom across our Mid-South singles. So we set that up. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's go to his word and find out. It'd be good if we had a theme, a theme for us to focus around our devotion. So let's turn in our Bible. It's already been referenced, but John chapter 15, verse 1. And I thank Sydney for letting me borrow his Bible. The church here has been so awesome in hosting us. And so with all the technology being used, needed to have an actual Bible here to go to. So John chapter 15, verse 1. Yes, I go there too. And the Bible reads in the NIV, Jesus' words, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." So, the Lord put it on our heart to choose for the Mid-South Singles Ministry our 2021 theme of remaining in the vine. Amen. Remaining in Jesus. And then we broke that down by quarters. What does this analogy look like? So, started off with... what was the first quarter?
Rooted in Christ. Rooted in Christ.
Thank you, Gloria. Rooted in Christ. And then we went to growing. Then we went to maturing. And now we're in bearing fruit. And so lots of great topics, spiritual focus on what does growing, maturing, being rooted, and now bearing fruit, wisdom in relationship with one another, maturity, just in general, what does maturity look like? And then what kind of fruit are we bearing? Spiritual fruit, fruit in helping others become disciples. One of the awesome things that God has blessed us with in singles ministry across the Mid-South is the diversity of all kinds of factors. Age, whether it's life, biological age, it's spiritual age, it's background. Folks from all over the world, God has led to be in the Mid-South. And so, a focus for us is generations. That we want, for those of us who are mature, at least where God has really worked in our life to experience and through life's lesson to be able to invest in the younger disciples.
Yeah.
And give them opportunities to do things like lead devotionals, plan events so that they will learn what it's like to be part of the body, to serve and to grow. This weekend's theme, as Gloria has mentioned, is advance. Victory in Christ Jesus. So I'm, in the next few minutes, going to tie those two things as we continue to look in God's Word. So we take that theme of advancing through the victory of Christ Jesus from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. As Goose said, verse 57 and 58. And so I'll read it again. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57, 58. "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." So the Apostle Paul is giving thanks to God. At this stage, he's a grizzled apostle who is speaking on the topic of thanksgiving for the victory that Christ Jesus has won through the cross. He's looking at his life here on earth, the below, and then he's reflecting on eternity above. His resurrection, Paul's resurrection, our resurrection, is the pledge. Let me rephrase that. Jesus' resurrection from the grave after his crucifixion is the pledge of our resurrection. His death is the power that enables us to conquer the sin that so easily entangles, that Paul describes, to overcome the corrupted nature of the body. So Paul is using, if you're reading through Corinthians, you're reading the other letters around this time in his ministry, in his life, he's using arguments from history. He's using moral argument. He's using philosophical and from his own life in nature toward the theology of tying the Old Testament to the New Testament, of looking at this life, acknowledging the challenges, not shrinking away from it, but then going to what keeps us as a disciple going. How do we advance? How do we have hope? How do we remain patient during our afflictions? And he starts off with thanksgiving. I've been very grateful, very encouraged. We took opportunities during our lunch and breakfast to get to know each other and get to know you, gang. And one of those was, in a word, this weekend, how do you feel? Many great words. Exhilarated. Patricia, she's ready. And mine was just encouraged. Grateful for seeing the body of believers out here. 35, 40 people. All colors, all shapes, all size. Many smiling, I could tell by your eyes. You have your mask. And so, being thankful that through the decision and trusting in what Jesus has done on the cross and his resurrection, the life that he lived and the life that he teaches us to have, that we have hope for the eternal. And so, verse 58, therefore, Paul is saying, because we have this rock-solid faith that we've been redeemed from this life, and it's not all bad, while we're here, with the victory that Jesus has given us, it's still glorious. The challenges, life is still very glorious because of the victories he gives us on earth. But therefore, we can then look toward the afterlife. That what we are doing here is storing treasures for us up in heaven. And so it makes it worthwhile. What we're doing now, the self-denial, the turning the other cheek. So I'll take a moment now to kind of do an aside for what is common, as I've noticed in my nearly half century of being a single man and 30 years of being a single disciple, and the challenges of that stage in life to our faith that I've seen in my life and I've seen across the singles. And that is asking yourself at some point, and probably at multiple points in your life, is this worth it? Is this denying myself of sexual sin? Denying myself of going after that career? If it's your talents in the arts, it's to be famous. Deny myself from the trappings of the material world and what all those fame and glory can do. Denying myself of popularity, of fitting in the workplace, for those who are in college, recent graduates, the world that we live in, the social media, the just traditional media, the relationships we have in the world, just bombards us. Foolish. Now, what are you doing, you foolish single disciple? Just limiting your options. For the majority of the singles disciples who desire to have a spouse, a soulmate, you know, why are you so foolish to look for a Christian mate? What's this being equally yoked business? Look at the whole world out there. Why? So Satan, with his flaming arrows. We had a session yesterday that Malika led that helped us to combat these negative thoughts. Ephesians 5 teaches us the full armor of God. Yeah. How do we defend against these flaming arrows? The breastplate, the belt of truth, the helmet, the shield, the sword. All from God and the Spirit. So that's been the challenge for those of us who are trying to build unity across our Mid-South singles and within our local singles ministry. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
And of course, the answer is yes.
Amen.
Yes, it's worth it. Just getting ourselves to that place consistently. I praise God that we have each other to do that. Just to sit back there and to listen to those who've shared thus far this morning about their specific background.
Yeah.
Where God has taken them from the darkness into the light. And the times where they stumbled, being in the light, but still in the light. And what God has reminded them about. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. We can only grow, we can only stay faithful, we can only bear fruit, we can only mature if we stay tied to the vine of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then he reminds us, God does, through the Apostle Paul, through each other, through his holy word, that we're not to settle when we are at our place where we feel like I'm mature and I'm bearing fruit and I'm good. Where to advance, where to continue to move forward. And you look at the life of Paul. When he was changed from being the Pharisee, he was super zealous. Throughout the course of his life, he's talking about beating his body and running that race. Always being fully cognizant of his being the worst of sinner. And then, if you'll turn with me, toward the end of his life, he writes to his mentee, Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And he's reflecting back on this race that he's run as a disciple of Christ. After sacrificing everything and going through so much, Paul speaks in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. What powerful words. And so that's what we're seeking to do in our circle of influence. And that's what we are encouraging you to do in your circle of influence. Whether you are a teen, you are campus, disciple, single, married, widow, widower, haysetter, whatever stage you are at, invest in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Pass on to others what God has given to you.
Yeah.
Within our fellowship, we've got the next generation of young people in our children's ministry. There's opportunities. And I know I'm all over the place, but I hope that you're tracking with me.
Yeah.
So, volunteer to be a teacher in Kingdom Kids Children Ministry. Choose someone to mentor. As a single person, find someone. It doesn't even have to be like someone physically younger, someone younger in age, but that's usually the case. But someone who you can invest your life in and build with, like the Apostle Paul did with Timothy.
Yeah.
Teach them the word. Walk with them. And also be humble to receive and to learn from them. It is a mutual relationship. I want to thank the Tri-County Church here in Jackson, Mississippi. An amazing, powerful group of faithful, loving, caring disciples.
Amen.
We thank you up in Memphis for you making the road trip to be with us over the years and to stay connected with us. Thank you to Gloria and to everyone down here to sponsor us to be able to be here this weekend. Twin Lakes Camp and Conference Center is amazing. Just precious memories, opportunities to grow and to share as we return back to our respective local ministry, what we've been given. And we really value and appreciate you. So, yes, please, thank you. I will ask Sydney to come up, but I will close in this. Unless you have organized things, you really don't appreciate how hard it is. Yeah. It can be a simple thing like a car ride together, let's carpool, to planning a singles ministry weekend. And the Tri-County Church is going to do this a couple weeks from now, everyone. And they're going to go to Twin Lakes.
Yeah.
Gloria is very central in that. And so I want to in particular thank Gloria for using your heart, giving your heart, and using your talent.